Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be with you once again. A little bit of a surprise podcast coming to you, popping up just a little bit as some roster moves being made by the Buffalo Bills, some implications that come with this. So rather than wait until the next scheduled podcast that we have, figured we'd jump on, chat with you for just a couple of minutes about some of the moves that were made. And it was a busy day at One Bills Drive for general manager Brandon Bean and the Buffalo Bills. The first up, and this definitely came as a bit of a surprise to me, that the Buffalo Bills signed kicker Steven Hauschka to a two-year contract extension. I think as we've talked about players that could be in line for extensions, I guess Hauschka doesn't come up in conversation maybe as much as he should, being the starting kicker for the team. I reported at this time a two-year extension worth $8 million. Of course, no information yet as far as any guarantees that tie into that contract, which we all know is one of the more important pieces of information as we take a look at it. But Steven Hauschka, 34 years old, signing a contract extension, pretty much ensuring that he will be with the Bills at least through the 2021 season. And a little bit interesting, right? As we take a look at it, we say this because Bills fans have had some concerns about Hauschka, more notably around his health after the blindside hit that he took against the New York Jets during the 2018 season. And we all know that Hauschka has missed a couple of field goals throughout the preseason that had fans, myself included, asking and saying, you know, is the Hausch money era potentially coming to an end? Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott have shot that down in press conferences and interviews that they have done. And obviously now with the contract extension for Steven Hauschka, they obviously, you know, have a confidence in him moving forward to remain the team's kicker, albeit for the next three seasons. So Steven Hauschka, he has been a great addition to the Bills team, again, with the exception of some of the struggles he had during 2018 after that injury, has been very reliable as the Buffalo Bills kicker. And hopefully, as we look at things, that injury is in the past. He will be healthy for the 2019 season and obviously for the additional 2 years with that. Steven Hauschka signing the contract extension, two additional years, a total of $8 million for him. No information on the any sort of guarantees or the specifics as it relates to that contract. But you know, as soon as we have that information, we'll get it right to you at BuffaloRumblings.com. Another piece that probably has a greater implication, right? So this week, Thursday night, we head into the final preseason game of the year, week four of the preseason against the Minnesota Vikings. For the most part, do not expect to see any of the starters or regulars on the field. You will have guys fighting for some of those final roster spots. The Buffalo Bills made a couple of moves today that could have some implication with this. And coming to you right now, the team officially announced two different moves, right? Defensive end Mike Love has been placed on injured reserve, and offensive lineman DeAndre Wesley has been released with an injury settlement. Let's start with Wesley first, right? And I think Wesley, in a case, and if you heard the 53-man roster projection podcast I dropped a little while back, he was someone I had making the roster pretty much by default to serve as that swing tackle, right? Connor McDermott still in the concussion protocol, so that was sort of eliminating him for me. You looked at a couple of different pieces. I had the Bills keeping Wesley because I felt that they needed to have a swing tackle on the roster, assuming Ty Nsekhe will be starting on the right side, Deion Dawkins on the left side, and that Cody Ford would be playing right guard. Now, that could still change. It's still up in the air until Mitch Morris comes back, and who knows what's taking place there. The whole Quentin Spain piece, I don't want to get into all the implications around the offensive line, but as we went through it, you may remember me saying, you know, Wesley is a guy, maybe it's him, maybe it's McDermott, but I'm going to put Wesley on the 53-man roster so they at least have some depth at offensive tackle. Well, now Wesley reaching an injury settlement no longer going to be on that projection, but I think there is someone that we could potentially slide in there, that there has been at least a growing contingent of fans for Ryan Bates, the rookie that the Buffalo Bills traded Eli Harold to the Philadelphia Eagles to acquire a couple of weeks back. The interesting thing with Bates, he pretty much can play all five positions along the offensive line. So I think for him, if you know we're looking at someone that could potentially be that swing tackle for the Buffalo Bills, maybe Bates ends up being that guy. But for DeAndre Wesley, the injury settlement, we'll be interested to see what happens with him once that takes place. Maybe someone that could come back and sign with the team later in the season. I did think that he had some relative promise. But with that being said, maybe a little bit of clarity along the offensive line and what the Buffalo Bills can do with the 53-man roster. The move that probably had the greatest implications, right, for what's going to happen this week when cutdown day takes place on Saturday is defensive end Mike Love being placed on injured reserve with a pectoral injury. And Love was pretty much a guy that has been running as, let's call it, that second string defensive end all throughout training camp in the preseason, right? So you've got Jerry Hughes and Trent Murphy as your starters. Shaq Lawson is, let's call it, just that top reserve backing up Trent Murphy. And then Mike Love, for the most part, has been, I don't want to say written in pen, but pretty darn close to it as a, you know, someone that was going to make the 53-man roster for the Buffalo Bills. Now, the interesting thing with it that led to the question, seventh-round draft pick Darryl Johnson, who has really had a great preseason, has shown some good things throughout training camp, has a level of, I guess you could say, athletic ability. You take a look at his measurables. All of a sudden, the conversation turned to, okay, are the Bills only going to keep four defensive ends? Does it become a question of Love or Johnson? When you hear more of the beat reporters, it was getting more to the point of, hey, the Buffalo Bills should keep five defensive ends. They should keep both of these guys. They can contribute on special things. They've shown well throughout the preseason. They've shown well throughout training camp. And two individuals that can help this team during the 2019 season. Now in a scenario where Love is on injured reserve, so that takes him off the table, you could pretty much write Darryl Johnson's name in pen as a lock to make the 53-man roster. But more, you know, I guess you could say of note, right? Who is going to replace Mike Love? Most people, as they've been making their projections, have had the team keeping five defensive ends. And I think because of the level of these guys and what they, where they have played and what they have shown. Now, as we take a look at it, who is going to get, let's just call it that 53rd spot? And I think it does come down to a couple of different guys, right? For the team, potentially gives them the option to keep a seventh wide receiver. So let's just say in the sixth spot, they're looking at Duke Williams or Isaiah McKenzie. I think you could look at it and say the Buffalo Bills can keep a talented number seven wide receiver that can contribute on special teams, can do different things. I know McKenzie is a little bit more of a gadget player. Give that skill set to the team. Or potentially the Bills, I would say, can keep an additional linebacker. And for me, that really comes down to Vo'Shawn Joseph, a fifth-round draft pick for the team. As you look at it, really has not shown enough during the preseason, at least to me as a fan, from all indications, right? The only reason that he was going to be making the 53-man roster was because the team invested a fifth-round draft pick in him. So with that being said, maybe that makes it a little bit easier for the Bills to let's say, stomach keeping him on the roster as opposed to having to decide between him and a Maurice Alexander, maybe a Deion Lacy, maybe a Julian Stanford, right? Because we probably think to ourselves, those top four linebacker spots are locked up. You've got your three starters. Corey Thompson started in place of Lorenzo Alexander earlier in the preseason. So to me, that's probably what it comes down to, right? Do the Bills keep that, let's say, a seventh linebacker or a seventh wide receiver? And what are you going to do? If it was up to me, I would say Duke Williams is the number six wide receiver. I would keep Isaiah McKenzie. And at this point, albeit the team may not want to do this, Vo'Shawn Joseph might have to be cut and hope that he clears waivers and someone that could be placed on the practice squad for the team. But listen, I'm not the general manager. I'm not Brandon Bean. I'm sure he will figure it out. And who knows what is going to happen between now and Saturday when the Buffalo Bills trim their roster, down to 53 players. So we did want to give you these updates real quick. Again, as we talk about the moves being made earlier in the day, Stephen Hauschka signing the two-year contract extension, DeAndre Wesley with the injury settlement, and Mike Love being placed on the injured reserve. So be sure that you are checking in with BuffaloRumblings.com each day. We've got more podcasts coming to you throughout the week. Nick and Nolan, they will be bringing you the post-game show after the Buffalo Bills take on the Minnesota Vikings on Thursday night. So make sure that you catch that. And then, of course, we've got other great shows coming up for you throughout the week. And I will be bringing you a show to recap what the 53-man roster looks like probably sometime on Saturday. But check back with BuffaloRumblings.com for all this great information. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And once again, go Bills. Take care, everybody.